Our show. I'm Bobby Elias. The show is Let's Create a Better World. And our second theme is healthy aging. And we're going to talk about both those issues at a very high level today. I'm excited. Our show is on every Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Today we're going to have Mary Ann Williamson. She is a spiritual teacher known for her classes on Course of Miracles, New York Times bestseller, many books. In fact, she was interviewed by Gary Null yesterday on his 12 noon Eastern Time show, second half of the show. She's running for U.S. Congress in the most active, financial, and powerful, one of the most powerful districts in the country. And I believe she's going to win. We're going to have her on to talk about how and why we think we should disrupt the political system as is. And we're going to talk about other things. So be sure to hear that. It's a 15-minute tape. We did the tape Tuesday, and our great engineer, Martin, has the tape. He's going to put it on in a few minutes to make a couple announcements. After she's off, at about 20 minutes or so, 22 minutes after the hour, we're going to talk about aging and how and why you can avoid getting old, getting diseased, getting sick, how you can get your mind together. We're going to talk about a number of things, and it won't just be me. After I get talk a little bit, we're going to have Stefan Rudolph. He's been on the show before to talk about self-growth. He is a webmaster, a business consultant. He's going to be talking with, we're going to talk about a number of issues that are strong in the world of aging and also why we don't want to think about aging, how too many people are always want to change the other person, and also about health and nutrition. Then we're going to make, I'm going to make two announcements right now before we even get into that, and I'll make them again at the end of the show. There is a big event going on today in New York City called the Left Forum. It is a lot of great people going to be there, and here's the information. It's today and tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday. This is going to be a rainbow of many organizations and people. It's going to be at the John Jay College of Criminal Justice. And let me get the address here. Thought I had it. I will get it for you once here it is. The address is 524 West 59th Street. That's 59 in New York City. 524 West 59th Street. And the registration starts about 8:30 and it goes on to about 10 both days. Here's what you want to check a website I'll give you. It's called Left Forum, F-O-R-U-M. leftforum.org. Now, another event going on this weekend in Southern California is a new dance. It's called Ecstatic Dance, and they're going to debut tomorrow, Sunday, June 1st. I'll give you the details on that. So, let's get to our tape. This, before I put the tape on, I want to let you know that this lady is amazing. She's wonderful, and it'll be a 15-minute tape, more or less. She's going to talk about a lot of things about why we need to have better people in the political system. She's going to talk about the Democratic Party, how people, especially in our district, I live in the district, are more progressive and independent and not Democratic or Republican. There are very few Republicans in this district. It's a very, very progressive area, and it's the coastal area of Southern California covering 3, 4, 5 miles inland. It even covers Beverly Hills, West Hollywood. It covers Topanga, Malibu. We'll get into that on the tape. You can hear it when we interview Mary Ann Williamson. And then I'll make some comments after she is off on this 50-minute journey. So, if Martin, our engineer, is ready, we're ready for the tape. Go right ahead, Martin.
All right, our first guest is Mary Ann Williamson, our featured guest. She is a lecturer, an author, and her speech talks are on Course of Miracles, a great, great spiritual series that has been very well known throughout the country. Welcome to the show, Mary Ann.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Yes, I know you're running for 33rd District, California. No, I'm sorry, 33rd District for a congressional seat, taking the place of Henry Waxman, who finally retired after 38, 40 years. And you are just doing a great job. I've been on the campaign trail watching you and listening to you. And so I want you to start out. I wanted to ask you about your idea of disrupting the government, the political system as it is. Go right ahead.
You know, Bobby, I don't think we can look to the political establishment to solve our biggest problem right now, because our political establishment created our biggest problem. They are our biggest problem. They are so beholden to the money that is necessary in order to get elected and to stay elected that it's difficult for them, as the status quo in power, to disrupt the status quo. And that's what I feel that my candidacy argues. You know, the other candidates are representative, and they're cool people, but they're representative of the perpetuation. You know, the whole argument is to perpetuate the status quo, and somehow the status quo will get better. I think we need
right.
to disrupt that status quo, because I think our problem is more fundamental than something as simple as garden variety campaign finance reform. We have a legalized system of bribery and corruption in our society today. The money in politics is like a cancer that is literally eating our democracy. So I think that at this point we need to go for a constitutional amendment that will outlaw the undue influence of money and establish that corporations do not have the rights of personhood. Otherwise, what is happening every year is that corporate lobbyists and other moneyed forces are becoming, for all intents and purposes, more powerful than the elected representatives of the American people. This is a crisis. This is a crisis in our freedom. This is a crisis in our democracy. I think we need to interrupt that pattern, and I think only a people's movement can do it. I don't think the political status quo can be trusted with that job. Why would they? The status quo, by definition, is okay with what's going on. That's why it's called the status quo.
That's right. Very good. Okay, you know, there was a big article in the New York Times, five, six weeks ago, we have a lot of New York listeners, because Gary Noe and this station is centered in New York City. And I just wanted to, next week I'll give the exact date so our listeners can tune into that article on Mary Ann Williamson. I'm speaking to Mary Ann Williamson, author, speaker, lectures on Course of Miracles, and she's running for U.S. Congress 33rd District. One more question here, Mary Ann, and then I want you to just keep going until the last few couple minutes. I want to give us contact information and tell our listeners what they can do for you. The question is this. You have, in your lectures and in your written materials on the campaign trail, you have said that many Democrats, especially in our district, when I say our, I mean this you and I are involved with, many of the Democrats are becoming more progressive, and gradually they're changing, they're becoming independents. Can you speak to that issue, please? Anything else you want to talk?
I don't think that Democrats are becoming more progressive. I think it's that the Democratic Party, in too many cases, is becoming less progressive because it's becoming
right.
more corporatist. So I don't think people are leaving the Democratic Party, but I think the Democratic Party is starting to leave a lot of us who just can't toe the line with the corporatist direction. You know, when you have a Democratic president trying to fast-track the Trans-Pacific Partnership, you really need to ask yourself what's going on here. So I believe that the progressive movement needs to break our codependent relationship with the Democratic Party and face the fact that far too often they just come to us during election season and then ignore us until the next election. You know, I have the heart of a Democrat. I've been a Democrat all my life. I will caucus with the Democrats if I win. But we've got to stop just going along with this while the country is just marching towards corporate takeover of the U.S. government and is being aided and abetted in too many cases by the Democrats as well as the Republicans. And I'm not saying that there's no difference between the parties. There very definitely is. I'm not trying to minimize the differences, but at the same time, I am pointing out some very dangerous similarities, and that both of them are beholden to these same money forces. And at a certain point, you address the deeper problem. Because right now, what the parties do is they will deal with the effects, but they won't deal with the cause. They'll deal with the symptoms, but they won't deal with the disease. And that's because they themselves are so tied up with the disease. And that is the moneyed influence on our politics, which at this point is so totally disproportionate to the power and the influence that is wielded by the average citizen as to represent the dismantling of our democratic foundations. This, you don't just make a mockery of the Gettysburg Address and then say, you know, pass the butter and go on with dinner.
Right. Very good. All right, Marianne, the name of the show, as you heard, is Let's Create a Better World. And that's why I want to have you on, because it seems like you're in much of your literature and your campaigns, because I've been to many of your events, I support you, as you know, is you will really want to do make an impact, make change. I want to give you some final thoughts, but first let's give our contact information. I'll start off by telling people Marianne Williamson, MarianneAnne Williamson, WillamsoN.
Right.
And that's for Marianne Williamson for Congress is how you reach her. And by the way, before you get on, and I'll say this at the end, I'm going to let our listeners know that I want them to get to this website, and also those of you that are not in the district, whether you're in New York or any place in the country, you can help by donating, by going to the website and seeing the different ways that you can help. So Marianne, give us your final thoughts and any more contact information that you want to give.
Well, my final thoughts is that we have to claim not only the rights of democracy, but the responsibilities of democracy that I think every generation has. This is ours to protect and to foster. And when you have expanding corporate influence, you have shrinking civil liberties and domestic surveillance, you have a challenge that I think is being now posed to an entire generation of Americans. And that's the same challenge that was posed to the abolitionists and to the suffragettes and to the civil rights movement. Are you or are you not going to rise to the occasion and close a very dangerous gap between who we say we are as a nation and how we're actually behaving? You know, Princeton University put out a study recently saying that we do not act at this point like a democracy. We act at this point like an oligarchy. That is our behavioral pattern, a small group of a political and financial elite. This is not going to get better on its own at all, because
right,
the word inertia means the tendency of the object to move in whatever direction it's been moving. So I think that it's time for us to give political heft to the idea of an independent voice that breaks through the corporatist two-party duopoly, which now has a chokehold on our system, which is sucking all the oxygen out of our public discourse. And I think these deeper issues are not even right-left issues. Domestic surveillance freaks you out if you're a conservative or you're a liberal. And shrinking civil liberties freaks you out whether you're a conservative or a liberal. And I think corporate overreach, when people really think about it, freaks us out whether we're a conservative or a liberal. So it's time for an entire new conversation. In the United States. We're not going to have a new America without a new conversation. And I'm just so grateful for the fact that this conversation has been received in this district. And I think a lot of people are collaborating in this last week before the primary to make sure that this conversation has a win on June 3rd. And I'm just very inspired and very grateful to people such as yourself, Bobby. Thank you for all that you've done. I see you at so many events. You're doing so many things. And I think it's because you and I and many others are responding to the same call, of history, you know? It's like this democracy
Absolutely.
Thing is no joke, and it's ours to protect and to foster and to bless.
That's right. And by the way, for our listeners to know, Marianne, don't leave yet. 7 days left for your campaign, which is June the 3rd, Tuesday, a week from, actually, this is on tape. That's right. We've got Marianne on tape. So it's June the 3rd, a Tuesday coming up. That's the election, and there are a lot of ways you can help. Go to Marianne Williamson, MarianneAnne Williamson, like William and then S-O-N, running for office. Now, one more thing, Marianne. I went to two candidate forums. One was at a synagogue where 18 candidates were there, and then a few days ago you were in Torrance for another candidate forum. And the first one, you got the biggest hand by far. The second one, we were not supposed to clap. It was very conservative people running the League of Women Voters, and they said not to clap. But guess what? People clapped anyway after you spoke.
It was the strangest thing, wasn't it? In the name of democracy, our voices were suppressed. It was hilarious to me.
Well, that's the beauty of this whole district. You've got people that are already, a lot of independents, a lot of progressives, a lot of people that are tired of the Democratic Party, and only so many Republicans. And even some of the Republicans, as you know, are on your side. So you're doing great, Marianne. Any last-minute thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not trying to make war on political parties here. I just think that they should have an appropriate influence. You know, they're not mentioned in our founding documents, and George Washington warned us against them. I just think that at this point, too often, people feel like we're in the service of the parties rather than the parties being in service of the will of the people. And I think that if American people are having a new conversation, and we are having a new conversation today, and you see this everywhere in our society, a more integrative, a more enlightened conversation about the evolution of the human race. If that new conversation is affecting every other area of our existence, then it should affect politics too. And if political parties can't keep up with that, then political parties in that sense need to get out of the way and let the people talk.
I want to also give out the phone number of the office. I have it right here. It's area 424-293-2344. I'm going to repeat this all at the end of the show after Marianne leaves. So be sure to check the website, call that number, ask how you can help. There's a lot of ways you can help. This woman is amazing, and every time I hear you talk, Marianne, I get more motivated to help you because a lot of us, like myself, the progressives, people that really want to make a dent in this world, we're all for you. We love you. You're just doing great. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much, Bobby, for everything.
You're welcome. All right. That was Marianne Williamson. Make sure you wait till the end of the show if you can get that information. I will give it all again. Thank you. All right, everybody. That was it. About 15 minutes of love, beauty, and Marianne Williamson, who wants to make a dent in the political system, and she will. I believe she can win. I believe she's already got support from a lot of celebrities, a lot of progressive people that are in office right now, like Dennis Kucinich, like Bernie Sanders, like Grayson is his name, he's a congressman from Harry Grayson from Florida, and others, many, many others, and a number of celebrities, Eva Longoria, and I can go on and on. We need to support her. Again, her website is Marianne, MariAnne, for Congress.com. That's it. I'll give that at the end, and I'll also, the two announcements that I gave earlier, I'll give those out at the end. There's a big forum going on in New York City called Left Forum. So tune in to get on your computer, leftforum.org, O-R-G, or the com. And that is going on for 2 days in New York City. I'll give that information at the end. We'll also talk about a new dance that's coming out. We'll talk about that at the end. And that'll be Sunday, June 1st. All right. Our next subject is healthy aging. That is the second theme of this show. And I'm going to start out. We've got Stefan Rudolph who's coming in a few minutes to help me.
Hey, Bobby, I'm here.
Good, good. All right. Stay tuned. Good. Now, healthy aging. We're going to get into the mind of set, and that's why I wanted Stefan to be on, because he's a self-growth coach. He's extremely good. He's been on this show before. But first, I'm going to talk about a few things about aging that are very, very important that you have to do. First of all, these are things that Stefan and I are not going to cover, and I want to cover them first. Breathing is very important. Before you go to sleep, you want to take a deep breath, do meditation, which is take the air in for 5 to 10 seconds and let it out 5 seconds. And keep doing that for 15 minutes if you can. If you can't go 5 minutes, that's fine. And then build up to 15 minutes. That air goes into your brain, and your brain needs oxygen. It needs air. It needs to be stimulated, stay alive, stay well. You don't want senile. You don't want to be
have dementia and all these other things. Of course you don't. So you want that. Also, your heart is very important. When you take this deep breath in, it affects your cardio system. Your blood supply is moved, it reaches, it circulates. And it's so, so important. Another thing very important, your immune system, such as your kidneys, your whole inside, your system, your intestines, your gallbladder, your liver, and more. All these things are, your heart, are so essential. In the morning when I wake up, I have a big glass of water, 8 ounces at least. And just slowly, and what that does, that water goes into your system and wakes up your whole immune system. Because if you don't drink water, and if you don't do anything about your immune system, as you age, guess what? Each part of your immune system, kidneys, lungs, turning into a little wrinkled ball. Wrinkles, old, dead. That's the beginning of disease, that's the beginning of death. You want to drink a lot, not just that first glass of water, but drink water all day. So important for the body. After all, the body is approximately 75-80% water. So we need that. All right, let's go to some other areas. If you're going to drink water, you want to drink alkaline water. Because it's ionized, alkaline water is so much better than regular water. You get plastic bottle waters from the markets, you're getting tap water. A lot of them actually have just plain old tap water in there. It's not good. There are water places that are beginning to sell alkaline water. You can go to the health store, you can find out where you can, there's also a little drops of alkaline water you can put into your regular water and turn it into alkaline water. I will give you my information at the end of the show, my phone number if anybody wants to call me. I am a nutritionist, I'm a healer, and I work with Gary Null System here in Los Angeles. I have a number of people, not just in Los Angeles, but around the country, that call me, and I give them information. And quite a few of them don't have the money. Do you think I care? No. Absolutely, I could use the money, but helping people is first and foremost. This is what Mother Teresa did many, many years ago. She helped everybody. She didn't want anything. She liked to help. When you give, eventually you receive good karma, good things. So, so important. All right, let's talk about nature. Nature is so important. Get out there and walk. Get out there in the morning, fresh air, among the birds, the squirrels, the pigeons. And then also at night, I walk in the night and I can hear the birds singing songs, cheering. It's so beautiful. You know, there are people that are bird watchers and bird listeners around that you don't even realize that. Yeah, they're out there. That's nature. So important. Also, when I go to a park or a beach or someplace where the land is surface, even if it is a beach, I'll take my shoes off and walk. Why do I do that? I'm grounding myself. I'm grounding myself to the earth. So important. When you wear shoes, you're not grounding yourself. It's that grounding goes into your whole system. It's Mother Nature. It's the earth. It's everything that's healing. You need to do this. So let's do that too. Now, in the morning, when I get back to Stefan in about 5 minutes, we're going to talk about how a typical day, how you wake up, what you do when you wake up, but also what you do at night when you go to sleep. And we're going to talk about health and nutrition. And we're going to talk about being grateful and positiveness. But let's go to another area that we haven't covered, and that is loving relationships. People that live longer, that 5 to 10 years longer if they're in a very happy relationship. Happy, the key word. Could be a wife, could be a partner, could be a spouse, could be a husband, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever it is, they live 5, 10 years and more longer than a regular person. Now, here's the opposite. A person that's negative, toxic, complaining, anxious, stressed, totally, totally out of it. Person takes drugs, drinking, coffee, cigarettes, and just lives a horrible life. They're going to live 5, 10, 15 years less than the average of what they should live. So that's so, so, so important. All right. Let's turn to our extra guest. Stefan Rudolph, just let me introduce him. He is a business consultant. He's a webmaster. And we're going to talk about health. Stefan, introduce yourself about what you do first, and then we'll get to the subjects.
Hi, Bobby. Thanks. Yeah, you got a great show as usual. Always great to hear you on Saturdays, waking up, manifesting my destiny, listening to you. It's great, man. Yeah, I've been in business about 5 years now in the web design, social media industry, and doing very well helping small businesses grow throughout the country here, and just really coming together with myself as finding myself in the past few years, you know, and what I've been through physically, mentally, emotionally, everything. You know, I have a lot to share here. I love your show. We met at a raw foods festival, and I told you about my business and helping marketing for you, and ever since then we've had a great connection and love to hear your show every week. So I'm here to help.
Good, great, very good. Okay, you and I are going to talk about several subjects, and then we're just going to go on all about positive self-growth, being grateful, and how people can live better through the power of their mind. First thing is, we're going to talk about three subjects. One is how people can avoid diseases and people that think they're older, how they can turn their mind around and not say they're older and say more positive things about themselves. Then we're going to talk about health and nutrition, and then we're going to talk about, what's the third subject? Putting in, exercise?
Yeah, related to the mind and exercise. Yeah, exactly.
All right, let's start with the fact that people are older, and then we're going to get into health and nutrition. We don't want to say, let me give my take first, and then you go, Stefan. Older people, first of all, I don't like the word. It's a horrible word.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm over 50, and I'm an
Well, when we think of older, we think of death. When we think of young, we think of happiness. So that word in itself, you're right on the money there, yeah.
Thank you. All right, and so we're going to talk about how to change the perception of your mind. I never, ever, ever say the word old. On the show right now. I never say the word senior. I never say aging. I don't even say baby boomer. I don't even say disease, death, I'm going to die. People go around saying all these things. I'm old, I'm sick, or I can't do this, I can barely walk, I'm going to die, I'm on my last leg, I can't think, I'm this, I'm that, I'm everything else bad. What the hell's going on here? Those are all the negative things. Why can't they be like me and other people that I know, and what you and I have studied, Stefan, is that why can't we be more, don't even say the word, all these terrible words like old and aging and senior. Why not we just say, hey, I feel great. I'm as young as I want to be. I'm vibrant. I'm youthful. I go to the mirror in the morning and say, I'm the greatest. I can do anything I want to do. I am young. Today I'm 35 years old. I should do that. And you know what, Stefan? I believe that. I put in my mind for that whole day that I'm a young man. And I can still run and race, or I can still beat kids running. Up these hills. I have a hill where I used to live over in Montebello, in the hilly area. And Montebello means beautiful hills, by the way. And I lived there, and I was doing a lot of work in my 30s, late 30s. I was married, and my daughter was an athlete that I trained, and she won all sorts of long-distance race champions. She'd bring me all her teammates, other kids from other schools would come, and they'd try to run this three-block hill up, and nobody could ever beat me. Why? I had good legs. I was a runner, and I knew how to run the hill because that was my workout at night. But the point is, you can stay as young as you want. Gary Noe, the owner of this station, he's still doing races. He's still winning. Age-related races to walking, power walking, and other races, 5Ks, et cetera. All right, so I'd like to...
Yeah, I'm right in that transition, Gary. That's a perfect topic because I, at 43 years old, it's taken me the past 3 years to realize this fact, that what is going in our mind is processed through society as saying aging is bad, aging is a negative, you're older, you can't do this. I had a friend at 29 years old, I remember we were turning 30, and he pointed this out to me. He goes, man, we're getting old. And I didn't even think about that. I didn't think and use that term at all. Like you said, I was a young, vibrant, still am, you know. But at 29, he said this, and I go, 30? That's not old. He goes, oh, yeah, man, my back's starting to hurt. Right there I started seeing the thoughts that we process, what we put in our mind, comes to action. It happens in our life. It's created from the information that we receive, that we process, and I like to compare our mind to like a C drive. What we're putting into it is the way the computer works, like an automobile. The gas that we put into it is the way that automobile drives. And if you want your car to drive efficiently, to last longer, you have to absorb positive thinking and just keep out the negative. And also it comes back to diet habits, all in that area. But yeah, Gary, it starts at a young age where we are just programmed with all these negative thoughts about how bad it is to get old, how bad it is to become 30, 40, 50, when it's actually not. It's what's going in and what we are processing that is our choice.
Well, you know, Stefan, what I like about you is, and you and I have talked about this a number of times, even on the show, is that it's all in the mind. Can you talk about that, how older people should change their mind thinking? A little more on that. How, instead of saying these ugly words, they can say some different things and get that negativity out of their mind and not say it. Can you talk on that, please?
Yeah, that's a huge part. And when you talked about sleeping earlier in the show, and being able to do what you want to do, it comes down to the fact of what you're putting into your body and then who you're surrounding yourself with, because of the fact that what's going on around you is actually affecting you. And if I want to sleep well at night, but I'm hanging out with a bunch of drinkers, this is a story of my life. I was in the bar and restaurant industry for years, and that's all I did was, during work and after work, was hang around these negative people that were drinking alcohol, partying, spending money, just living the crazy life, and I could not get out of it. And I was always asking myself, how do I get out of this? What am I doing wrong? And I kept observing the fact recently, about 5 years ago, started observing, I'm just like this guy, I'm just like him, I'm just like, maybe if I surround myself with people like you, Bobby, with people, speakers, people that are looking to grow, I will be able to be like that. And it started to happen. And I was amazed. I was able to conquer my alcohol problem. I mean, we talked about this in the show before, but I even had epilepsy. I was able to overcome epilepsy in all natural ways. I had brain surgery back in 2007, and it did not cure my epilepsy. I was still on medication, and I started meditation, more prayer, holistic healing, watching my diet, basically watching what was coming into my body and being able to observe the actions that it caused. So if I ate a bunch of crap, I ate pizza, drank beer, of course, if I'm throwing up the next day, I'm hungover, what is that from? It's from what I fueled myself from the day before. And I started slowly changing that to where what was coming in, I started getting rid of the negative and started eating more healthy foods, surrounding myself with better people, and just became and becoming and constantly growing into a younger, better person.
That's great. Really good. My name is Bobby Elias. The name of this show is Let's Create a Better World. I'm speaking with Stefan Rudolph, a webmaster, business consultant, and many more things. He's all really into self-growth tremendously. I like everything he says. He's right on the number. Let him make a couple announcements here. Gary Null, the owner of this station, Progressive Radio Network, has wants someone, and that hopefully that's me, to keep talking about aging. He's a strong proponent of it. Gary, like myself, well enough over 50. He is an athlete. The station is called Progressive Radio Network, as most of you know. And Gary is in, really, he's got a DVD called Power Aging, which I show at meetings that we have. I run the meetings here in L.A. called the Gary Null Health Support Group. Power Aging is one of the best DVDs that I've ever seen, period. And he's got a book called Power Aging also. And it really illustrates all these things. And more people are talking about this because, as you know, Stefan, more people are turning 50. Every 7 seconds in this country, someone ages to 50 years old. But let's get back to what we're talking about. So for our listeners to know, I'll make these announcements at the end of the show. There's a thing called leftforum.org, O-R-G. It's going on New York City today and tomorrow. There's a new thing called Ecstatic Dance in Los Angeles starting tomorrow, but one day only. And in 2 weeks on this show, we're going to talk about, and I want you to hear this, Stefan, you'll like this. We're going to talk about, half the show will be on happiness, the other half the show will be on love. Yes, L-O-V-E. Two of my favorite subjects. And what we're talking about right now with Stefan is being grateful. They erased all these things about being older. And so anyway, next subject, Stefan, let's talk about health and nutrition. I'll let you go first, and then I'll come after you. Go right ahead.
Yeah, what I started seeing too, Gary, was the sleeping is a huge pattern of this. Getting up in the morning, like you said, once we get our good 6 to 8 hours of sleep, drinking water, having fruit, you know, keeping it all natural. The nutrition is a great part of it, because I've also battled, and I kind of laugh at this, but I battle chocolate right now as the sugar addiction. And getting alcohol in my life 2 years ago, I replaced it with sugar. Didn't realize it in the first 6 months or a year, but then started seeing my sugar intake was going up. This, of course, causes diabetes, causes other issues. And it's really part of our mind and how we're doing, kind of replacing one addiction for another. You know, now I work out, now I'm busy, I'm in shape, I'm healthy. I've replaced all of the negatives with positives. And the power of the mind here comes into play about what we're eating and observing thoughts of when we get hungry. What causes our reaction? You know, I saw a plastic bag yesterday I picked up, and I thought it was some work material. And it actually, when I heard that sound of picking up a bag, I thought of food, and I instantly got hungry. I had to observe this thought and realize this is what's causing my reaction to eat too much, to eat chocolate, to... It gets really into the power of the mind and how we hear and observe things. And then I started realizing what was causing my addiction to chocolate. What was this coming from? And why did I want chocolate at certain times of the day? And just started being observant. That's what I really relate to, is nailing exactly what causes your addiction and then pinpointing it and getting that out of your life and overcoming it through either, you know, meditation. I'm doing a lot of that, yoga, everything that you can do is through the power of the mind to overcome addictions like this, whether it's small or large. People say, well, it's just chocolate, but that can be a killer. The sugar, the problems we have, can all go back to a drinking problem. You know, it can be related the same way. I might die of diabetes, so I have to be aware of this and be the power, you know, create that power within.
That's great. Beautiful. I love it. You know, drinking alcohol, You kill 1 million cells in your brain every drink you have. I know we've got a whole lot of cells in our brain, but still, still, you know, the drinking is just one of the worst things you can do to your body. It kills all the vitamins and all the nutrients that you're trying to put in your body, if you have any. Most drinkers drink junk food anyway and don't eat good at all, so they're doubly at risk. Also, sugar. I want to talk about that for a second. It is just a killer. It causes the heart disease, diabetes, brain problems, everything. You don't want sugar at all. Now, how do you avoid it? It's hard to avoid. This, a large percentage of what's in the supermarket is got sugar in it, whether it's just so or not. In a box or a can, it's really bad.
I'm actually in a mindfulness group. It's called Mindfulness. And one of the ladies told me, replace every time you have that chocolate feeling, replace it with berries, with fruit, with honey, you know, natural sugar. And it's a slow area. It's like one step. It's like, okay, I want some chocolate, but I'm going to eat some honey. I'm going to eat some healthy sugar. I'm going to eat a banana. I'm going to eat some berries. So just finding a way to replace that and more, you know, healthier things going into your body. Because I've actually woken up in the morning with actual hangover from so much sugar in the day. And I was really wondering what was going on. I was just so run down and so depleted that when you put this stuff into your system, you're not thinking about it when you're eating it. But when it comes out, when it processes, it's like your engine cannot run. You know, something is wrong there. That is huge.
Exactly. Very good. Yeah, I'm Bobby Elias. I'm speaking with Stefan Rudolph. We're both talking about self-growth, being grateful, about the mind, the power of the mind, about health and nutrition, talking about how we, people that are older, have to throw that out the window. By the way, older, so-called aging, begins at age 27 or 28, for those of you who don't know it. I have somebody in my family, 30 years old, so I'm young, I don't have to worry about it. Baloney. You better start worrying about it. If you look at the athletes that are in their 30s, yes. Look at Pujols, the Angels. Look at Kobe Bryant. Many, many more. On and on. In their 30s, they start declining. You can't help it. The body's giving out. Even if they work out hard and get nutrition in their body, still. So sugar is a killer. I wanted to talk about two more things, Stefan, with you. One, you mentioned the environment. I'll say something, and I'd like your take on this. The kind of people, like, we were talking about being older and about the kind of people you were hanging around with when you were at the bar and you drank, because you were around negative people and people that drank, and I'm sure they ate horrible. So what I'm trying to say is this: environment, the kind of people you hang around with, is so, so important. I was with a buddy last night, and we just had a great talk all over the club. I hope you listened to the show. Last night we went to a outdoor dance. A lot of great people there. We had a great time. Both of us did. Because we were around positive people. People exercising, dancing, having fun. And many women just were collaborating and eating and talking and dancing. Some people didn't dance. They just listened to music. It was great. So that's so important. So your take on the kind of people we need to hang around with, Stefan, please.
You know, the hardest part that I found, Bobby, was that being able to see myself as the decision maker for the people I attracted in my life. A lot of us, when we get married, of course, we have friends, and things go wrong. Don't you see that we blame other people? We say, I got divorced because my wife did this. I got a DUI because I had to go drink with my friend. And it was constantly pointing the finger at other people. And I woke up, even when during my drinking period in 2011, 2010, I started seeing what I was bringing into my life was not their fault. I was the instigator. I brought this into my life. So I like to focus on that because that's huge. You have to be observant to the fact of what is going on around you, what is taking place in your life. If you don't like what's happening, change it. You know, we have that power. It's not someone else's fault. But until we realize that fact, we will never be able to change ourselves. We have one finger pointed at other people, and we have three fingers pointed at ourselves. So when you're pointing a finger around, you've got those three fingers, you know, pointing right towards you. We've all done this, you know, when we blame others for occurrences that we don't want to happen. You know, we point that finger at them and the actions that took place. It's their fault, the other people around us that have hurt me. But the fact is, I like to say this because I write as well. I'm writing a book right now called When the Keg Runs Dry. So as this type of writing goes on, I see this fact that we are our own authors. We are writing our own book. So each chapter starts with a paragraph, and each paragraph starts with a sentence, of course, and each sentence starts with an idea. That idea that we instigate, that we throw out there into the world, is what we become. So the way we begin each chapter of our life is through choosing an idea. You know, we have so much going on in our head with our ideas going on in our seed drive, I like to call it. It's the ones that we choose and we manifest and we put together that is going to make us, you know, it's going to have our future. It's going to manifest in the world. Many of us don't see this in our life, but I didn't for years, as I mentioned, in which we hold that power to manifest our destiny, you know, and just process everything in a positive way. I started saying, I don't want these people in my life. I don't want these drinkers. And they disappeared with over 6 months to a year. That whole crowd, 98% of them, I'd say, have disappeared in my life because I have no other reason to have them in my life. I mean, there's so much information going on, coming in and coming out of our heads, you know, Bobby, as far as how we think about things. We are in charge of choosing what information to process and manifest and who we attract in our life. And that is us. And if we don't like it, if it's not the norm, if it's a bad norm that's happening every day, we create our own norms. So if we're not happy, not satisfied with what's taking place around us, change it.
Right. You know, Stefan, where I live, there's a 70% divorce rate in the Los Angeles general area. That's horrible. I meet so many people every day because I'm out there. I'm out there talking to people every day. I go to events, so many different things. And they, you know, they explain it to one, she was this, she was that, or he was this and that. Well,
yeah.
You know, you got to learn from your mistakes and be around a better class of people, right?
And then they're divorced three times, right? And they're wondering, why is their it's always the other person's fault, right?
And they just keep meeting the wrong people, and they attract the wrong people. I've heard that from many people that are in the field. So it's important to be around the right people. It's so, so important to
It even starts even deeper than that, though. Remember the thoughts that we are, when we wake up, like you said in the morning, you jump out of bed, you grab some water, but you're thinking, this is going to be a great day. You know, the positive thinking that comes out, I'm young, I'm vibrant, I'm healthy. And it sounds crazy to a lot of listeners or to people when I talk to them going, what do you mean? It's like you're almost crazy in their mind. And I say, yeah, it is crazy because it's not the norm to jump out of bed and go, I'm going to have a great day, you know, and it's like your day hasn't even happened yet. And right there, though, they nailed it. The day hasn't happened, but right what you start thinking about, that's what's going to happen.
I have I want to get your answer. A gentleman friend of mine, a very good friend, says that he's around so much toxicity where he lives, the atmosphere, the other person that lives in the house. It's just negative, negative, negative. His whole life is negative. Everything's going bad. He says, how in the hell can I talk about all this dream world you're talking about, all these good things? How can I tell him this. I just tell him, and I want your take on this. I tell him, well, you know, you've just got to put aside somehow and just look at the good. There's good in everything. Find the good and be grateful for what you have. You've got a place to sleep. You've got animals around you. You've got your health to some degree, at least, if not 100%. You've got a car, albeit there's problems with it, but you've got the car. And you're in touch with people doing things that you and I talk about. And so you've got a lot of things to be. Think of what you're grateful for, not what you don't have. I'd like your take on that, Stefan.
Yeah, that's a great topic, a great area, because it's really easy for us to find the negative of what goes on in our life, Bobby, as you know, as far as, you know, something happens and you blame it on other people, or you say this, oh, my life sucks because I ran out of gas, you know, and you get upset. So you start blaming other things, but you have to be able to process it. Say, for example, say you run out of gas and you're on the side of the road, you're really angry, but just go, you know what, I'm thankful for being healthy right now. I'm getting out of the car. I have my cell phone. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful to be able to call AAA. I'm thankful to just be thankful and start, have your friend there for every negative thought that he thinks, tell him to replace it with two positive thoughts. That's the best way to do that, is to first be observant of the fact that you have a negative thought coming up. You're feeling this way about your friend or about your spouse, and you're like, oh, she did this, she did that. But then catch yourself right there and say, what am I thankful for at this time? Now, it's really hard because people be like, screw this, I don't need to be thankful. But at that time, if you say, I am thankful for my health, okay, I'm thankful that I have a great job, I'm thankful, and you start thinking about things, all of a sudden they start coming up, three or four things, I'm thankful for my kids. And then you go back to thinking about your spouse, and you're like, well, okay, I'll try to work something. It just really calms the mind down, because it's trying to get these negative thoughts going and going and going in your head, but then when you throw in three or four positive thoughts, it deletes them.
Well, we're winding down this segment. We've got a few minutes left, Stefan. I wanted to point out something else. A friend of mine, I have several friends of mine, one listening to the show, and I'll just say he's got either the letter J or M in his name, and he is a former athlete, a great, great athlete. He was there yesterday at this outdoor dancing event. It was so wonderful. He was frustrated. He kept saying, he said, I told him you can't keep saying that. I said, look, you're going to be well in a week or two. He was frustrated because his leg is injured and he couldn't dance. And there were a lot of beautiful women around the area, because that's what dance is all about. Find a lot of great people in things like dance and yoga and other great things. He was frustrated. So I tried to talk to him, and I know he's listening to the show, so I want your thought on what we could tell him. I told him that you just got to get that thought out of your mind and just say something good. Be grateful for what you have. And just say, I'm going to be well next week, and throw it out. You cannot. There's one more thing, Stefan, the thought, the mind. I get up in the morning, like you were saying, and just say, I'm great today. I feel good. It's a beautiful world, and I'm going to go out and get that thing or do this or do that. You say it, and you got to believe it. It's hard to do, though, when you're down and out. That's what they tell me, but I do it. Your take on that.
Yeah, that just happened to me, Gary. Sorry. I keep wanting to call you Gary Noel. Bobby. Bobby, that happened to me. Just this past week, when I woke up after eating so much sugar, I woke up depressed, kind of just down, going, "What? Why is this happening?" But when I got out of bed, I was just like, okay, it's going to be a great day, like real sarcastic and real just, yeah, right. You know, I kept hearing this thought in my mind going, this is going to be a crappy day, you know. But I kept trying to just overcome that. And, Bobby, this took about 28 days, and I like to call it like a 28-day recovery where you go through a rehab. But I had to keep doing this over and over. And I learned this from a hypnotherapist. She told me about this. Just keep manifesting this. No matter what happens, keep throwing that idea out. You're conscious. You're trying to reprogram your subconscious mind. And what I would tell your friend about this is just, it is possible. You can't overcome this. You're only seeing your life right in the present, right now. You're not seeing what can happen in the future, but you're living in a vicious cycle of negativity. And you have the power to change that and kind of control, alt, delete, I like to call it, you know, reboot your C drive.
And another thing that listeners can do is listen to shows like this. Listen to speakers. Go get tapes. There's some great people out there. Louise Hay, Wayne Dwyer, Eckhart Tolle, and some great people in the health stores or spiritual centers or healing centers, and get their tapes or listen to the show. 2 weeks from now, I'm going to have a lady named Dr. Wendy trainer, and she is a happiness coach. We're going to talk about happiness and love. But quickly give your contact information, because we got to move on to another segment. Stefan, please.
Yeah, it's Stefan Rudolph, and my website is clickforgrowth.com, and that's based on growing your business. And if you need web development, social media, anything in that area, I partnered up recently with a company in Rancho Bernardo, Blackwood Industries, and we do all types of work for small business growth. And along the lines, we're actually focusing on business coaching and life coaching in those businesses that we help develop websites for and grow their business. So it's great. I deal with spiritual growth advisors all day and helping grow their business. But mainly, yeah, Bobby, I appreciate you having me on here. And if anything I've said today can help somebody, believe me, I've overcome 2 hernia surgeries, a pulmonary embolism, 3 endoscopies because of acid reflux, 20-plus years of epilepsy, 2 epileptic car accidents, and brain surgery. So if I can do this, and alcohol, let me, 20 years of alcoholism too. And it's just, I've deleted those things. So this book that I'm writing, When the Keg Runs Dry, is the first in many to come. And we're still trying to work on getting Nathan Crane on there, as you said, my publisher and speaker and author, and he's going to get on here one day with you. But definitely here to help change everyone and, you know, help people grow.
Let me know when he can come on, or we can talk about him, and let me know when your book comes out. We've got to run right now, though. Thank you so much for being on. You were wonderful. I just love what all we're doing is having a conversation, and it always works out good. Thank you.
Yeah, and this conversation can definitely help others, and I know it will, and so I look forward to hearing from you, Bobby.
Good. We'll do that. And for all of you, keep listening to things like this. If you have a friend you want to hear this tape, you can go to the archives. Now, don't go. I've got some announcements. Another event going on in New York City next weekend. In fact, we'll have a gentleman named Elon. He is the producer and CEO of a producer and director of a company called National Animal Rights. It's National Animal Rights Day. Today is that day in Los Angeles. I'm going to Santa Monica Pier, and there's also something going on today, I believe, in San Francisco. And next Sunday, June 8th, is it June 7th? I think it's the 8th. There's going to be an event in New York City, a National Animal Rights Day. Here is the information. Well, you can put that down. Here it is. It's called the NARD.org. N is in Nancy, A is in Apple, R Richard, D is in dog, NARD.org. So VNARD, NARD.org, and find out the information. It's going on, again, next week in San Francisco, in New York City. And I'm not going to give his phone number out, but there you have that. You can check with me if you want more information on that. There's 2 more things going on this weekend and next weekend that I want to let you know about as we finish up. And don't go away. I've got a great, great song coming on for at least 2 minutes at the very, very end of the show. The other events that I want to give you are the one going on in New York City right now as we speak. Today and tomorrow in New York City, there's a big thing called Left Forum, F-O-R-U-M. .org. Tune into that one, leftforum.org. They're going to be talking about outreach, more events, being creative, workshops, panels, discussions of the future, and it's a whole rainbow of great, great organization. And that's today and tomorrow, starting at a.m., 8 o'clock in the morning, at 8:30, registration, and go to about 10 o'clock at night, both days. That's Eastern Standard Time. The other thing is there's a thing called Ecstatic Dance in Los Angeles. It'll be tomorrow, June 1st, on a Sunday, at 12 noon, I'm going to be there. It's just kind of like a free-form dance. I was a modern dancer in New York and all over the world, and I believe in freedom of movement and dance. I'm going to that tomorrow, and you can check on that on the website, ecstaticdance.com. Ecstatic, spelled E as an elastic, C, E, C as in Charlie, static, S-K-A, S-T-A-T-I-C, Ecstatic Dance. Again, E-C, static, S-T-A-T-I-C, dance.com or .org. And check on that for June 1st event. Thank you all. Thank you, listeners. Thank you. We shall